This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
So you've been thinking about investing in cryptocurrency. You're ready to ride the wave of digital currencies and potentially grow your wealth. In today's episode, we're breaking down the essentials of cryptocurrency investing for beginners. So stick around to uncover the secrets of this exciting new financial frontier. Let's go. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. It's on helping business owners and entrepreneurs turn their businesses or their wealth into income-producing assets so they can win back time, gain freedom, and live life on their own terms. I'm your host, Micah, and today we're diving right into the world of cryptocurrency investing. If you're a beginner, you're looking to invest in cryptocurrencies, this episode is for you. But before we get started, just a little disclaimer. This video is for information and educational purposes only. This should not be considered as financial advice. So I encourage you to consult a financial advisor before you make any investment decisions, because that is frankly the smart thing to do. So before we jump into the investing portion of what we're talking about with cryptocurrencies, it's crucial for us to understand what cryptocurrencies are and how they work. So in a nutshell, cryptocurrencies are digital or virtual currencies that use cryptography, or essentially secure information technology. So they're a digital secure technology for security and operate on what's called a decentralized network called a blockchain. So instead of the cryptocurrencies being housed all on one network where they're prone to hacking, security issues, or someone having control over transactions, they're decentralized. So they're in a bunch of different places. They're not just in one place for a person to actually access. The most well-known cryptocurrency, you probably heard of it, is Bitcoin. And you probably said to yourself, I probably should have invested in Bitcoin when it was at like a dollar, because now it's at like 20-something thousand dollars. But that's beside the point. But there are thousands of other cryptocurrencies other than Bitcoin that you should be aware of, such as Ethereum, Litecoin, or Ripple. Now, the question that probably is coming to your mind is, why should I even consider investing in cryptocurrencies? Because they're relatively new. And while they are relatively new and come with certain risk, they offer some unique advantages. So what I want to do is I want to just take you through some of the advantages that they offer and what some of the risks are, just so you fully understand before you jump in with both feet, if you decide to jump in with both feet. So here's some of the advantages. So first and foremost, it offers you portfolio diversification. And if you watched the video I did previously on why SVB Bank failed. Part of the reason was that they weren't diversified in their investments. And I also talked about how it's important to diversify your portfolio into bonds, stocks, real estate, and a whole bunch of other things. So by adding cryptocurrency and digital coins, you are diversifying your portfolio. And it can help you spread risk throughout several asset classes and not just being in one. The second unique advantage that cryptocurrency offers is its potential for high returns. Now, some early investors have seen like crazy growth with the digital currency, with their crypto. And there's one thing to remember though, that past indicators of success when it comes to investing don't necessarily indicate what future success would look like. But it is a model to follow. Like, it helps you to kind of pay attention to see what's working, what could work, and what you could add to your portfolio. But past investors of crypto have really seen some serious gains when it comes to investing in cryptocurrency. And then a third advantage of the investing in cryptocurrency is its increasing adoption. So it's slowly starting to become an adopted currency in a well-recognized way of transacting around the world. And I believe it's Brazil that decided to make Bitcoin their national currency. So its increasing adoption for businesses and consumers means that over time, the value of holding cryptocurrencies is actually going to grow, or could grow, not going to grow. There's no guarantees, but I thought I would just kind of mention that. So what are some of the risks of investing in cryptocurrency? So just like stocks, how stocks go up and down, they have peaks and valleys. Cryptocurrency market is actually volatile. They can be highly volatile, with prices experiencing sharp fluctuations within short periods of time. And just like stocks, you're at risk of losing money the same way you are of gaining money. Of course, no investment only goes up, and not even the myth of real estate, but it can go up and down. So you're at risk of losing your investment. The second thing is regulatory changes. Remember SBF, Sam Bankman-Fried, and the debacle with that? Yeah, because of how cryptocurrency is being adopted around the world and the failure of SBF and all those investors, the government has turned their attention to regulating things like crypto. And so that's kind of brewing right now. So the legal landscape surrounding cryptocurrency is evolving still. And changes in regulations or government policies could impact the value or how cryptocurrencies are actually used. So that's something to actually keep your eye on. Keep your eye on news about how government is thinking about regulating it, because it's not just about the regulations, it's about how they're thinking about regulating it. And that would give you a clue into the future and to what might happen with the value of cryptocurrency if you just held it. Of course, finally, the last risk that I'm going to mention today is security concerns. Now, cryptocurrency transactions are generally irreversible in digital wallets, which is basically how it works with cryptocurrency is you have a digital wallet, almost like your physical wallet, that holds your coins or your digital currency inside of it. Now, those wallets can be vulnerable to hack or theft if they're not properly secured. So it means that if you lose your access to your wallet or become a victim to a cyber attack, you may not be able to recover your investment. So that should not scare you away from investing in cryptocurrency. However, you should think about when there's like these little codes that they give you to keep secure. You want to just make sure that you're secured. You have two-factor authentication on with any whatever crypto wallet or digital wallet you have. Make sure that you put layers and layers and layers of security on that they offer you so that you can have the most protection. But remember, anything is vulnerable to hack. ID theft, like someone can steal your debit card or your credit card. So just because it's crypto doesn't mean, oh, you're at increased risk more so than anything else. In fact, it's decentralized, which means that your transactions are typically more secure than physical paper money. And you're also prone to hacking and other stuff with physical money. So that's just something to think about too. Now, before we get into how you can start actually investing, I want to take a moment to share an amazing opportunity with you. If you're serious about leveling up your financial game, consider joining the Common Sense Council. It's a business mastermind and coaching program that I've developed where you'll gain expert guidance, insight, and resources and you'll be able to join our supportive community that can help you achieve your financial goals. So if you have a business that you're looking to level up, I've been in business for almost 20 years, and I have grown multiple businesses to multiple six figures in revenue, and I've coached businesses to multiple six and seven figures in revenue. And if you're looking to level up your business, podcast.com. That's thecommonsensepodcast.com, and click on Become a Coaching Client. Now, here are some basic steps for you to start investing in cryptocurrencies. All right, so we're just going to take it one by one. So the first step to investing in cryptocurrency is to research. Hello. You should know what you're doing before you do it, right? Like, you want to spend time trying to figure out what it is that you're going to be investing in. So you want to begin by learning about different cryptocurrencies and what their underlying technology is and potential use cases. Now, here's the thing you should think about. Each one of these cryptocurrencies, these coins, have a certain kind of technology attached to them. And these use cases can be adopted by bigger, larger companies or governments for other things. And so you should think about perhaps what companies or countries are thinking about developing or using this technology, and focus on maybe perhaps some of those. Smart contracts is one of the things that you can invest in. Smart contracts are something that are really secure contracts that are becoming and gaining popularity. In fact, Gary Vee talked about this, and that's built on the Ethereum chain. So consider that. The second basic step to investing is choosing a platform. So just like if you were to invest in stocks, bonds, ETFs, mutual funds, you'd have to either maybe get an account at Vanguard or Fidelity or E-Trade, whatever the case is, you have to choose a platform to trade cryptocurrencies. But this is called a cryptocurrency exchange. And so there are some platforms that you can choose from, like Coinbase or Kraken, to buy and sell your chosen cryptocurrencies. So you want to get one that's solid, that's not under investigation, like the one SBF and all those folks were a part of, and make sure that you're in a stable platform that offers you flexibility and the ability to sell you and has good investment backing, and allows you the ability to get your money back whenever you want it. The third step to starting to invest in crypto is create a wallet. So set up a secure digital wallet, store your cryptocurrencies. Now, here's the thing. Wallets come in different forms, such as hardware, software, and paper wallets. Each type has its own pros and cons. So choose the one that best suits your need. But of course, we're talking about digital wallets for cryptocurrencies. So you're going to have to create it. So once you choose your platform, the platform's going to have you choose a wallet that you're going to use to actually pull the money from and where you're going to actually buy those cryptocurrencies. And the fourth step to starting to invest in crypto is to start small. Don't just take like 40 grand and go invest in cryptocurrency. Start small. Get a feel for how the platform works. Understand how you can maintain the security of your wallet and your account. And then do some research on some coins and start investing small. And then once you kind of get the hang of it, then you can increase over time. Never, never, never invest more than you can afford to lose. You want to start small and gradually build up incrementally in your investments over time until you get to the point where, you know, you have your desired amount of money. But whatever you do, don't rob Peter to pay Paul and start investing money that you don't have, because that would be basically could be disastrous for you. But, you know, it's important as a community that we all understand the changes and of like the landscape when it comes to digital currency and what's going on in investing, because part of this channel is about building income producing cash for yourself, right? But speaking of communities, if you're looking for a place to connect with like-minded individuals, discuss personal finance, share your business experience, I want you to consider joining our Locals community. It's a fantastic platform where subscribers or viewers like yourself and listeners of the show can come together and talk all things business and personal finance. To join, it's very simple. Just go to our Locals page and sign up. It's commonsenseshow.locals.com. That's thecommonsenseshow.locals.com. I can't wait to see you there. Now, before I wrap up this video, I just want to give you four tips for successful investing to keep in mind when you're going to invest in crypto. Because after this video, you are, but you're going to dip your toe, and you're going to go slow, and then you're going to get bigger over time. All right. So first, stay informed. You want to monitor the news. I know that people don't like news because they talk about all this crap, but monitor news for trends and updates in the crypto space. There's plenty of news out there, but remember, make your own decision at the end. Second, diversify. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. You want to invest in multiple cryptocurrencies. Spread your risk out across multiple different asset classes. Don't go full into crypto like you wouldn't go full into anything else. Number three, be patient. If you don't have nerves of steel, you shouldn't be investing in anything. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You need to be patient. Cryptocurrency markets can be volatile. Keep a long-term perspective. Avoid panic selling and selling during market dips. Try to sell, of course, when your money has, when you're up. That's if you feel like you want to get out of it then, that's when you should get out of it. But chill, man. Be patient. Cool out, you know, and wait for the market to come back. And then fourth, practice risk management. You want to set some realistic profit targets for yourself and stop loss orders to minimize potential risk. So basically, what you're going to do is think about, okay, how much money am I looking to make? Once you hit that target, sell, get your money back, and then decide if you want to go back, stay in the cryptocurrency, or hold it longer if you think that's going to go up higher, or decide that you want out and you want to take your capital gains and move into another asset class. Well, I appreciate you watching this video about how you can invest in cryptocurrency for beginners. This is key information. Crypto is not going anywhere. I got news for you. It is here to stay. So you might as well learn about it. You might as well try to dip your toe and see if it's for you, because ultimately, you know, it's going to be here for the long run. So I want you to make money as the value of crypto goes up. I want you to ride the wave on the way up and not after this crashing down in your face, right? So that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. And remember, if you don't go to work on your business, you're going to be going to work on the business of someone else. Thanks for watching. Take care.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.